We are reading today, and those of us who are reading through the Bible in a year, from 1 Kings, and it's an exciting time because it's the dedication of the temple, and they get so excited with their sacrifices that they bring so many that the temple is absolutely filled with sacrificial animals, and they have to even build another altar to take care of them all. And it was all right. It was God's idea. It was fine. Anyway, there was worshiping and celebration in the house because God's temple was built. Then we go to the New Testament and we see one of the most beautiful Christian testimonies in the whole Bible. It is precious. Stephen is stoned for the glory of God. Can you believe that? For the glory of God. His attitude is a precious attitude as he is being taken. And the funny thing is, you know that he has received and accepted Christ. Because if he were being stoned, he would want the people that were stoning him to be cursed. Is that right? Huh? Get him, Lord, and just curse him. But he's received Jesus in his heart, and instead his attitude is, Father, forgive them. Just like Jesus said at the cross. So Stephen said on his way out, Father, forgive them and do not lay this sin to their charge. In other words, don't hold them responsible. And was that the word possibly that released Saul, who was the biggest persecutor? Right there, Stephen saying, if Saul is standing at the cross, at the stoning, he's standing there, and he's such a part of it. And Stephen says, Father, forgive him. And, of course, Saul becomes Paul and takes the message of Jesus Christ to the world. How wonderful. What a beautiful testimony. So we're going to say the scripture from 1 Kings 8, 5, 57 and 58 today. We're going to stand and say it, and then we're in for a wonderful worship time today, because we're going to celebrate just as they were celebrating. The Lord God be with us as he was with our fathers. Let him not leave us nor forsake us, that he may incline our hearts unto him to walk in all his ways, to keep his commandments, his statutes, and his judgments, which he commanded our fathers. And the most important part, that he may incline our hearts unto him. And that is our continual prayer today, that he may incline our hearts unto him. And that's exactly what we want, and we ask the Lord for that this morning.